Gene Rasmussen, the head coach for the ICAM Manning Wolves, joining us here as we continue to take a look at the girls' basketball season. And Gene, it's good to catch up with you again. How you been?
I've been good, and it's always good to catch up with you as well, Jeff.
Back on the sidelines again this year, Gene. What was the summer like? What's been the first week or so of practice been like for you and the girls?
I think some of the girls put in some time this summer, and then I think that's going to be beneficial, you know, playing top 64. Some of them played in that and getting a lot of shots up. So, you know, I think that's going to be beneficial for us as we move forward throughout the season. You know, the first couple practices that we've been working really hard, I'm really pleased with how hard they've been practicing.
What are the things that you guys are focusing on here this first week?
First few things, you know, we're going to focus on is just trying to get ourselves into basketball shape. You know, that's always important going from one sport to the next, and basketball shape's a little bit different than other sports and being in condition to play. And I think that's huge for us. You know, I think defensively, I think we're going to have to be really good. So we're going to really focus on the defensive end and trying to help that lead us into our offense.
What are the numbers like for you this season?
We have 17 total girls out this year. There's two seniors, four juniors, five sophomore, and six freshmen. So pretty balanced. Only a couple seniors, but, you know, we have good balance in those juniors, sophomores, and freshmen classes that are coming this way.
Is one of the concerns coming into this year then just a little bit of the youth and the lack of maybe experience at the varsity level?
Yeah, experience, especially in the beginning, I think is going to be, you know, where we're going to have to maintain our focus and really encourage, you know, those younger girls that don't be afraid to step up and take in those leadership type of roles and step into those shoes that need to be filled and take into those roles and really help us as we go along.
What are the areas that maybe you're not concerned about where you feel like could be strengths to start the year?
We're going to play hard. I think that's going to be huge for us as we move forward. Just continue to grow as a group. I think, you know, I think these girls will get along really well. I think that's going to be huge too, and helping each other out, you know, getting through rough times when they need to get through those rough times, you know. So I think that teamwork and that effort is going to be good for us as well as we move forward.
You've always been able to get great effort out of the kids. You guys always play so aggressive on the defensive side, and the kids have never been afraid to kind of get in, you know, let's say into the other kids' shorts and kind of defend tough. How do you guys develop that mentality in young kids? Because playing defense sometimes is not always enjoyable for everybody.
You're right. You know, just taking pride in that defensive effort and, you know, being able to guard people and shutting people down, you know, playing as hard as that they can and using that defense to move into their offense, I think is huge for us. And, you know, and I think it's the girls that are that practice hard and do that in practice every day and helping and encouraging each other on that defensive end will help us as we go forward as well.
Do you have that type of a group this year? Do you think this team can be very good defensively?
I think we have that potential. You know, working together, I think, is going to be on the defensive side. You know, some of the things that we stress on defense, you know, and just continuing with that mentality, you know, I think that potential is there for us to be good defensively.
Well, offensively, you've been able to push in the past. You like to get the ball and kind of start inside with that inside game, but you always seem to have some shooters that can knock down those open shots. Offensive style going to be the same with this group, or will we see tweaks?
Yeah, we're going to try and get up and down the floor. You know, like I said, using that defense to get to our offense, hopefully get some easy baskets and transition if we can. Go inside out ball reversal. That's what we preach on offense, you know, and I think we do have some really good shooters that are going to be able to knock down shots as the season progresses.
What's the guard court look like for you?
Anna Stengel, she started as a freshman for us, and she's going to probably move into that point guard position as right now. You know, I think, you know, she's going to be able to be that floor general and lead us both on offense and defense for us. I think that's going to be huge for us. You know, some other girls that could possibly help, McKenna Benton, I know she's put in a lot of time over the summer, getting lots of shots up. I think she's going to be a very good offensive player for us as well. And I think we have some other girls that I think are going to be good for us. I'll go down through our seniors and juniors and talk about them. Abby Nyheisel, she started a lot last year for us. I thought she had a really good junior year. I'm really excited to see what she can do this year as a senior. We have a foreign exchange student, Emma Reginato. I think she's going to help as well. It's going to be fun to watch her play and grow as a player throughout this season. Some juniors, we have Emma Branning. She's injured right now with a shoulder, so we'll see when she can be back and be ready to go. Taylor Beckendorf, you know, she played a lot last year for us, and I think, you know, she's one of those players that I think will really help us out a lot. Lainey Gauley, and Allie McGinn, both of those girls, I think, can help us at some point throughout the season, and really interested to see what they can do for us as well. And other sophomores that we have, Olivia Graving, Carly Arp, and Oriah Miners, two sophomores that have been working really hard in practice, and I'm eager to see how they grow throughout the season as well. Freshmen, we have six freshmen out, Caitlin Hansen, Addison Bando, Macy Groon, Ella Langle, Mackenzie Bloom, and Kaylee Rasmussen. It's going to be fun to work with them throughout the years and see what they can accomplish as they grow.
What's the schedule look like for you? Do you like the non-conference portion of your schedule?
Yeah, we have a tough schedule. We're in the tough conference. The Western Iowa Conference is always tough, and we have some non-conference games that are always tough as well, which I think it always helps us, you know, to see where we're at, to play against great competition, and see what it takes to compete against those teams. And then also, and I think it helps us in the long run, you know, as you get closer to the end of the season and get into tournament time, you know, I think playing those tough teams, you know, are only going to make us better and help us when it comes to that time as well. Some of our non-conference games, we play Panorama, who's going to be a top 10 team in class 2A. You know, they're going to be really good. They're going to push us. And, you know, they're just a well-rounded team usually, and always well-coached. A team that we picked up this year, ACGC, I don't know a lot about them yet, but we'll, as the season moves on, we'll see where they're at. You know, I think they've always been very competitive and tough team. Xire EHK has always been a tough team to play. They're usually a very well-coached and balanced team as well. Coon Rapids Baird, you know, there's another really quality team. Obviously, Caitlin does a good job with them because I know Caitlin pretty well, obviously.
Yeah.
and then we also picked up Weaver this year as another non-conference game. So, and Boyer Valley is another non-conference game. And Maple Valley, Anthonotis U, they're going to be really good this year. You know, our non-conference game is probably going to be just as tough as our conference.
Coach, we'll talk conference here in a second. You bring up Coon Rapids Baird and Caitlin. You coached her in high school. What's it like? Is this the, I know you've played her in the past, but how many kids that you coached have you coached against at some point in your career?
I don't know off the top of my head. I know some of them had been assistants, and I know Caitlin's the head coach. And, you know, it's always fun to go against them. And, because usually if they beat you, you're going to hear about it. And so that's always fun. Good rivalries with some of them. So,
and again, the Western Iowa Conference, always really strong, as you mentioned. Who are the favorites this year, and where maybe do we find the Wolves in the mix?
You know, Trainer's always going to be good. You know, they just have a lot of great athletes. You know, I think Underwood is going to be good. Tri-Center, AHSTW, all of those teams are going to be good. I think even like Riverside, they're going to be much better than they have in the past, you know, so it you have to be ready to play on every single night. There's no really weak team that you can't be ready for. You have to be ready when you step on the floor.
Well, Coach, as always, it's so much fun getting a chance to talk to you. Looking forward to working with you again this winter. So appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck, and I know we'll see you here soon.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff, for everything that you do as well. You're one of the hardest workers in the business, I know, so keep up the great work.
Well, thank you very much. Head coach again, Gene Rasmussen, with the IK Manning Wolves girls basketball team. We'll turn our attention over to the Twin Lakes Conference. We'll talk ESAC basketball coming up next here on the Girls Basketball Coaches Preview Show.